So today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Kirtira Sundari Mataji with us. And Kirtira Sundari Mataji will be speaking from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. So it's chapter 22 and verse number 67, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mataji. You can now take over. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Preeti Vilasi Mataji, and thank you all the assembled Vaishnavis. Thank you all so much for joining. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you, Mr. Srila Prabhupada. Am I audible?
Maybe slightly louder, or maybe it's just me. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm a little louder now.
I think I'm going to introduce everyone else because I'm hearing my voice. Okay, thank you all so much for joining. Please accept my humble obeisances. So, glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, we'll be reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 22, entitled The Process of Devotional Service. And we'll be reading, actually today's verse is from 67, but we'll be covering till 74, because from 64 to 74, it's the whole Vaishnava Tattva that is being described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatan Goswami. So I thought of covering the whole section so that, you know, we can understand in just one go. Also, I would just ask best wishes and all your prayers, because this is such a deep subject matter which really I don't feel myself qualified to speak on, but just considering as a service, I'm doing it. So please pray for me and just bestow all your best wishes on me. To that, we'll start. Let's offer our prayers to our spiritual masters. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravane Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskrite Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Sadadhara Shivasadi Gauravakta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandrikaya Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. Okay, so here we are reading the section that is the chapter entitled The Process of Devotional Service, and this has been instructed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Sanatan Goswami. And here in these few verses, though some verses we have covered in the last class, and but still we'll be just seeing a quick repetition of all those verses as well. So my humble request to all of you, if it's possible for you, please open a book in front of you. That will be much easier for you all to understand like what I'm talking to and which verse I'm been referring, because we'll not go in a sequence wise, but we'll be scrolling through verses from 64 to 74. But yes, we'll cover the whole Vaishnava Siddhanta, the Vaishnava Tattva that is being described in these verses. Right? So book, or you can open a book, or you can open your electronic gadgets in which you can at least have the review of these verses.
Mataji, okay? Being selected on their screen, they can just follow the screen.
Sorry, Mataji, I'm not that, you know.
No, I've already done it. You just continue talking. I've already done it. They can just watch their screens.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. Because I'll be referring through books, but, you know, yeah, that will be great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji. Okay, now, who is a Vaishnava? What are the different levels and classifications of a Vaishnava? You know, in general, we know a Vaishnava who worships Lord Vishnu. He is a Vaishnava, and we have various other, you know, classifications. That is Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari. How that level works, and how those classification works. And then finally, we'll see the mapping of all these three categories of Vaishnavas. So it will be a little technical class. Please bear with me. We'll be scrolling through different verses, but you know, at the end, we'll try to understand that how it goes, how it works, and if any questions or comments comes up, then we can take up further. So we know the pastime that how devotees from Kulin Gram, you know, in Bengal, they come to Jagannath Puri. So once when they came to Jagannath Puri, they saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They met with him. And finally, they, you know, they came for Rath Yatra. It was Jagannath Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. And so from Kulin Gram, some group of devotees came. And they, after the Rath Yatra, they met Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then they, because they were going back to Kulin Gram, that is in Bengal. So before, when after the Rath Yatra, when they met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they just raised their concern that we are group, you know, we are devotees, and you know, we are basically the grahastas, the householders, and how we can dedicate our life to Krishna conscious, how we can become Krishna conscious. And to that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a, you know, general instruction he gave them, and he said, "Asata sanga tyagi ei Vaishnavachar, Sri Sanghi Eka Sadhu Krishna Bhakta R." So he just gave a simple, you know, instruction that how you can become Krishna conscious, and how you can become, just to keep yourself away from bad association. Asatya Sangatyagi, you should keep away yourself from the bad association. Now, what kind of bad association is? The first he said, upon those was Stri Sanghi. Now Stri Sanghi doesn't mean that you have stay away from women, but it's Stri Sanghi means those who have a lusty desire towards women. So you have to keep away from all those people who are lusty. And second, asadhu, those who are offensive to Lord. That means Mayavadi. That's why you always say, Srila Prabhupada says, you know, that basically Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, and it's been repeatedly by Srila Prabhupada, that we have to don't listen to Mayavada Bhashya. When we listen to the commentaries by Mayavadis, then our spiritual life is doomed. So that's the general instruction that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, that just keep away yourself from that lusty people, and keep away yourself from the people who are offensive to the Lord, and then you can progress to your Krishna conscious life. And then also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that every year you can basically come, and Kulin Gram is very good, you know, very famous for that silken ropes. And so he said that why don't you bring those ropes for Jagannath Baldev and Subhadra Mai, and of course for the devotees, because there are millions of people who just hold that rope in order to pull the cart. so it can be used. So in basically all your services, whatever you are doing in Kuligram, can be used in the service of the Lord. So, you know, every year you can come, bring those good, nice silken robes, and that can be used in the service of the Lord. And that's the general instruction Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, and they all went back. So the next year, you know, I'm just repeating, I know we have all read this past time, but since it is in continuation of what we will be reading today, so I thought it will be a good, you know, recap if we can just go through that past time. So and next year, when they came back, Lord, they again, you know, attended that Rath Yatra, and after that Rath Yatra, they met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So again, the group of devotees from Kuligram, they have a general discussion with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and one of the person from that group, whose name is Srila Satyaraja Khan, he raised up this question, that how do we know that who is a first of all, then he said that how we can become Krishna conscious. Again, you know, the general question he asked, how we can become Krishna conscious. And then Prabhu said, Prabhu kahe Vaishnava seva nava sankirtana dui kare shigra pave shri Krishna charana. He said that Vaishnava seva, two things. First is the Vaishnava seva, Prabhu kahe. Prabhu here is referred to Mahaprabhu. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Vaishnava seva nama sankirtana. You have to do two things. What? First is the Vaishnava seva, serve the Vaishnavas, and next you have to do chant the holy names, nama sankirtana, dui kare. If you do both these two things, shigra pave, soon, very soon you will attain what? Shri Krishna charana, the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. So that's the general instruction he gave. But then he again raised this question, how will you understand who is a Vaishnava? You said that we have to do two things, that is Vaishnava seva and nama sankirtana, but who is a Vaishnava? And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Prabhu kahe yan ramukhe suni ek bara, Krishna nam sei purja shrestha savakara. He said that anyone who chants the holy name of Krishna just once is worshipable and is the topmost human being. So that's what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. So first is, only once, if once the chant the holy name. Now, we have to understand when Mahaprabhu is giving this instruction, when he says, Prabhu kahe yandra mukhi suni ek bara, right? Only once, Krishna nama, say puja. Now, this word puja is very important. He is saying that person who says the name of Lord Shri Krishna once is worshipable. Now, it's not like you and me. I don't know about others, but of course for myself, I'm not that worshipable. Since I'm chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that doesn't mean. So what this word puja refers to, he becomes worshipable. Who becomes worshipable? One who chants the holy name. Even once. Now, that doesn't mean that when we go, you know, generally when we go for book distribution and we just tell others to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and they chant, right? Now, it's not that they become worshipable. No doubt, Nectar of Instruction, you know, by Srila Rupa Goswami says that yes, we have to mentally offer obeisances to, in mind, mentally we have to offer obeisances to such people who are favorable to Krishna consciousness, who chant. But we have to understand about the processes of chanting, right? So there are three levels in chanting. We have discussed in detail in various other classes. That first is the offensive chanting. We chant, but we commit lot of offenses. Do we think at that time we become worshipable? No. We don't become worshipable when we are doing offensive chanting. And then comes the Namabhas chanting, which is a shadow of a chanting, which was chanted by Ajamil. Right, and then third comes the Shuddhanam, where the chanting is 100% pure. So just imagine there is a pot, there's a clay pot, right? Now that clay pot is full of poison, right? So that is what the offensive chanting is. At that time when we are chanting, we don't become worshipable. That means we are not even on the level of
Kanishta Adhikari. That is the first level that Mahaprabhu is mentioning. That he, one who chants the holy name once becomes worshipable, but that's the level of Kanishta Adhikari. So that means we have to chant the pure name. So the pot which is full of poison is compared to offensive chanting. Now we take out the poison from that pot. So the pot is there, but it is empty. It doesn't have anything. So that is the Namabhas chanting. Where, okay, fine, we are not committing offenses, but we are not still on the level of pure chanting. We are still on the Abhas, on the shadow chanting, what we are doing. Now the same pot, when it is filled up with the nectar, that is what the pure chanting is. When our chanting is for the pleasure of Lord, when we chant for the pleasure, when Krishna enjoys our chanting, and when he enjoys, as Srila Prabhupada says, when Krishna enjoys, he dances on the tongue of that devotee. Right? So that is the highest form of chanting. So that is the three, you know, classifications. So a person who chants once the name of Krishna becomes worshipable. That means, he meant to say that you have to, a person who chants once the name of Krishna, but in a pure form, right? Not offensive, at least if not pure, but at least not in an offensive manner. It should not be a Namaparat chanting. That person is to be treated as worshipable, and that person categorizes as Kanishta Adhikari. Now the next year, again, actually they went back, and next year they again came for that Rath Yatra, and again they had discussion with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then again they asked this question that who is, again that same person, Satyaraj Khan, he again asked that who is a real Vaishnava. And now Mahaprabhu is saying, Krishna Nama Nirantara Yanara Vadane Sei Vaishnava Sreshtha Bhaje Tara Charane. So he is saying, now one who constantly chants the holy name of the Lord without cessation. When without cessation one constantly chants the holy name of the Lord, that person is to be treated as a Vaishnava. So that is the Madhyama Adhikari. So now he is referred to a person who is now constantly chanting. So that classification is of a Madhyama Adhikari. So, just one second, even I have to scroll through various. Yeah. So that is to be considered as a Madhyama Adhikari. So these are the two classifications that he gave. Now third year, again the devotees from Kulina Grams came, and again the same question was put forward in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that who is a Vaishnava, who is a real Vaishnava. And now Mahaprabhu is saying, Yandha Darshane Mukhe Aisha Krishna Nama Tanare Jinhi Tumhi Vaishnava Pradhana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that a first class Vaishnava is he whose presence makes others chant of the holy name. Just by seeing that Vaishnava, you get enthused and you get inspired to chant the holy name. That is a real Vaishnava. So now we'll just see the overlook. So first year he gave instruction, who chants just once, but in a pure form, offenselessly, right? So that person should be considered a Vaishnava, which is classified as the first, as the third class, which is a Kanishta Adhikari. And then second year, he said, one who constantly chants the holy name of the Lord without cessation, repeatedly, 24 hours when he chants. So the Nirantara, he says, right? So that is a Madhyam Adhikari. And the third, he says about the Uttama, a first class devotee whose very presence makes others enthused and inspired to chant the holy name of the Lord. So this was the first description that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. And this was on the basis of the chanting. on the basis of the relationship that the devotee have with the chanting of the holy name, with the holy names. So that is the first classification Mahaprabhu gave. Now comes the second classification, where and which section we are, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to Sanatan Goswami, and where he spoke at Manikarnika Ghat in Prayag. He was giving this instruction to Srila Sanatan Goswami, and now this will be on the basis of faith. So first was on the basis of holy name, and now we'll see on the basis of faith that who is Kanishta, who is Madhyama, and who is Uttama Adhikari. So we'll refer to verse number 64, Madhya Leela, chapter 22, verse number 64. So Mahaprabhu was saying, Shraddhavane Janahaya Bhakti Adhikari Uttama Madhyamaya Kanishta Shraddhanusari. So he is saying that a faithful devotee is a truly eligible candidate for the loving service of the Lord, and according to one's faith, right? Previously he was describing according to one's chanting. Now he is saying according to one's faith, one is classified as a topmost devotee, as an intermediate devotee, and as an inferior or a neophyte devotee. Right? So now we'll refer that who is Kanishta. So for that we'll refer to verse number 69, the same chapter. We'll refer to verse number 69. Who is Kanishta Adhikari on the basis of faith? Yanara Komala Shraddha Sei Kanishta Jan Krame Krame Teno Bhakta Haive Uttamam. So he is saying that person will have komala shraddha. His faith will be very shallow, very shaking faith he will have. But if that person associates with the senior devotees, the uttama or madhyama adhikari devotees, krame krame, slowly and slowly, he will reach on the platform of uttama adhikari. Haibe Uttama, he will reach on to the level of Uttama Adhikari. But starting, his faith will be very shallow, very shaken faith he will have. So to this we'll try to understand. So that Kanishta Adhikari devotee, he is a swimmer. But when he himself is a good swimmer who jumps, but he is not able to save a person who is drowning. Rather, he also gets drowned. So he is a swimmer, but not that very good swimmer that he can save other person who is drowning in that water, or neither he is able to save himself. He himself gets drowned. That means that Kanishta Adhikari person cannot preach. He is not on the level where he can preach Krishna consciousness to others. Whenever he faith, he has some faith in Krishna consciousness, but when he hears, when that person hears some opposition from the other side, his faith gets shaken. He says, okay, yeah, what he is saying is also correct. So his faith also gets shaken when he hears others' commentaries. Right? So that person is a Kanishta Adhikari. That's what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining. But if that person doesn't associate with others and only associate with the devotees, then in association of devotees, that person will rise up to the platform of Uttama Adhikari. That is, he is saying krame krame, slowly and slowly. Now we'll refer to verse number 67, which was actually the designated verse for today. It's saying, Shastra Yukti Nahi Jane Drida Shraddhavan Madhyam Adhikari Sei Mahabhagyavan. So now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining that who is a Madhyam Adhikari devotee. This Madhyam Adhikari devotee is very much convinced in Shastras. he has a drida shraddha, you know, a firm faith he has. And he's saying he is very fortunate also, Mahabhagyavan. But this person is, he has that faith, that drida shraddha in the scriptures, but only for himself. But he cannot explain it to others. He cannot reconcile it to others, right? So in the analogy, because if you can give 100,
Mataji? Can anyone hear her? Can anyone hear me?
Yes, Mataji, we can hear you.
Okay. Let me see if maybe I have to connect her again. Let me see.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, now can you hear me?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay. So, we were talking about the Madhyama Adhikari, right?
Yes,
right. So that person has a drida shraddha, the firm faith in the scriptures, but he may not be able to explain or convince it to others. So we can present different kind of philosophies to that person, but his faith will not shake at any point, but he'll not be able to convince others. So that is a Madhyama Adhikari. So as a swimmer example, we were seeing, so he is a good swimmer who jumps into an ocean to save other person, but he may or he may not be able to save, but he can save himself and come back. Right? In first class, what we said, that he is a swimmer, he goes into the ocean, try to save the devotee, but is not able to save the devotee and himself also gets drowned, not able to come back. But a Madhyama Adhikari, he is such a swimmer who goes and try to save the drowning person, may or may not be able to save, but he himself come back safely, he is able to save himself. That is the Madhyama Adhikari. Now the third is given for Uttama Adhikari, and that we'll refer to Madhya Leela, same chapter, but now we'll refer to verse number 65. Shastra yukta isu nipuna drida shraddha yanra Uttama Adhikari se taraya samsara. So he is a topmost devotee, Uttama Adhikari, who is Shastra yukta isu nipuna. He is very expert in logic, in argument of the revealed scriptures. And drida shraddha, he also has firm faith. And that person is Uttama Adhikari. And what he does? Taraya samsara. That means he saves the whole world. Right? So that is the Uttama Adhikari person. An example is of our dear most Srila Prabhupada. So he is such a swimmer who saves other person who is drowning as well as comes back safely. So that is the level of Uttama Adhikari. So now we have seen the second classification. The first classification we saw on the basis of holy name. The second classification we saw on the basis of faith, which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to Sanatan Goswami. And then Sanatan Goswami referred all these verses to Rupa Goswami, his younger brother, and then Rupa Goswami compiled all these verses and presented in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So these verses are also there in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the three verses that we read. So now comes the
third classification. Third classification, and for that we'll refer to verse number 71. Rati prema taratme bhakta taratama ekadasha skandhe tara kariya che lakshana. So a devotee, he is saying that a devotee is considered superlative or superior according to his attachment and love. So the third classification we'll see, which is based on attachment and love, basically on one's own practice, how he practiced Krishna consciousness. And on that level, we'll see the description of who is Kanishtha, who is Madhyama, and who is Uttamadhikari. Now, these verses that we'll refer will also come in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's what is being described. And 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we all know Rishabhdev. Rishabhdev have 100 sons, right? So the top 10 were the celibate brahmacharis. And the first one was Bharat Maharaj. We know about Bharat Maharaj. And the rest 9 were categorized as Nav. Nav means 9. So they were as Yogendras. So Nav Yogendras. The next 9 were Nav Yogendras. And out of those Nav Yogendras, one of the Yogendra, whose name is Havi Yogendra, he spoke these classifications to Nimi Maharaj. So this is where it is presented in Srimad Bhagavatam, where Havi Yogendra, one of the 9 Yogendra, is speaking all these verses to Nimi Maharaj. Now these verses are also referred by Narada Muni to Vasudeva, Krishna's father. And also Krishna spoke to Uddhava. So all these 3 references are there, where all these coming verses that we'll see, that is 74, 73 and 72, which will be describing about the classification of Kanishtha, Madhyama and Uttama. So Mahaprabhu went from Uttama, Madhyama and Kanishtha, but we'll be trying to understand from Kanishtha, Madhyama and Uttama. That's why we are scrolling through different verses. So we'll go to this verse, text number 74, who is a Kanishtha Adhikari on the classification of love, attachment, or you can say the practice that one practices how Krishna consciousness. Acharyam eva haraye pujyam yad shraddhayate natad bhakteshu chaneshu sa bhakta prakrita smrataha. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying? Who is prakrita bhakta? Prakrita bhakta means practicing devotee on a very neophyte stage, very beginner. Who is that person? Acharyam eva haraye. That means in the temple, he worships Krishna's deity, right? So he is very good in worshipping Krishna deity, and he sees Lord only and only in Krishna deity. That is a level of a Kanishtha Adhikari on the basis of practice. That he sees, he loves, and he sees Krishna only in Krishna's deity. Pujyam yash shraddhayate, and he worships Krishna deity with full shraddha, with full faith. But when it comes to deal with the other devotees, na tad bhakteshu cha anyeshu, whether dealing with the devotees or others, his dealing is nonsense. Basically, he is not able to deal properly with the devotees or with others. But his faith, his love for Krishna is good, and he sees Krishna only in the form of a deity in temple worship. That is the level of Kanishtha Adhikari on the basis of practice of Krishna consciousness. He is not able to deal properly with other devotees. Now, who is Madhyam? Now, we'll refer to verse number 73. Ishvare tat adhineshu baleshu dishticha prema maitri kripa upeksha yakaroti sa madhyama. So now on the basis of practice, who is Madhyam Adhikari?
who deals with these four classifications in a proper, appropriate, discriminate way. What are the four classifications described in the verse? Ishvare. First is God. That means he has that loving sentiment towards Krishna. Right? That is Ishvare. The second is devotees. So with devotees, that Madhyam Adhikari will have a maitri, a friendship. Right? Third is the innocent, the neophyte, or the newcomers who come to the temple. For them, that Madhyakari will have compassion. And the fourth is envious, that is ignorant. For those, he'll have a mood of neglect. That means he'll neglect that person. The third line in this word is prema, maitri, kripa, upeksha. So prema refers with Ishvara, with God, he will have that loving sentiment. Here, prema doesn't mean on the level of prema bhakti. You know, the various levels from where we start adho, shraddha, tatha, sadhu, sangha, bhajana, kriya, and then comes back to prema. Here, the prema doesn't refer to that prema. Here, prema refers to only the loving sentiments towards Krishna. So that person will have that loving sentiments towards Ishvara. And with equals, he will have that maitri, his friendship. And with newcomers, he will have compassion. And upeksha, that is through envious, those who are envious for Krishna, those who are ignorant, he will keep distance from that person. That is a Madhyam Adhikari on the basis of practicing Krishna consciousness. Now we'll see the second part, that is maitriya. So with devotees also, he will not have that equal behavior with the devotees. In devotees also, he will discriminate. Okay, who is senior? A person who is senior, you know, just on a lighter side, we'll say that seniors are those who have seniors in Krishna consciousness. Seen, S-E-E-N, and Y-E-A-R-S, who have seen some years in Krishna consciousness. Are they seniors? Or seniors means those who have seen Krishna through their ears. That means who have heard about Krishna. So S-E-E and then E-A-R-S, who have seen Krishna through ears. Basically, they are seniors. Right? As we say that we don't see Vrindavan Dham, but we hear Vrindavan Dham. So anyway, so that person also discriminate between the devotees. With devotees, he'll have that friendship, but that is also on different level. For seniors, those who are really advanced, he'll have a seva yukti maitriya. Means his friendship will be in the form of seva, in doing some kind of service, like thapa disciples or some senior devotees. And those who are on the equals, they'll have a maitriya yukti maitriya. Their friendship will be on the level of friendship only. And those who are little, you know, not that advanced, but initiated, so they'll have a kripa yukta maitriya. Their friendship will be there, but with the mood of compassion. I know it's getting too technical, but we have to understand because this is Chaitanya Charitamrita, right? This is a PhD level where we really have to, you know, train our mind to deal with all these Siddhanta philosophies, especially in the Madhya Leela where we are heading towards Antya Leela. What else we can expect from this, right? So it's really going to be a philosophical, but I'm just trying to, you know, so that it's easy to understand. Like in starting of Adi Leela, Krishnadas Kaviraja Goswami used to say, I really like that word, Siddhanta Balya Chitta Na Karalas Iha Haite Krishna Lage Sudradmanas. But while understanding the Siddhanta, the philosophies of Krishna consciousness, we shouldn't be lazy. We should really boggle our minds here and there and try to understand the real Siddhanta. Only then, you know, we'll become pakka, our faith will become strong in scriptures as well as in Krishna, and then we'll attachment our towards Krishna will get stronger, right? So we'll just, you know, thinking that in mind that yes, we are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, we really have to try to understand all these Siddhanta philosophies. Okay, so this is how the Madhyama is, right? So just to repeat, so that person deals with four ways, in four different ways, with different categories. Ishvara will have the loving sentiments, with devotees, the Maitriya, the fraternal friendship. With innocence, they'll have compassion. And with envious, they'll try to neglect. So that is a person who is Madhyama Adhikari. Now we'll come on to Uttama Adhikari, and we'll refer to verse number 72. Who is Uttama Adhikari? This is going to be really intense, but I'll try to explain it in best possible way. So, Sarva Bhuteshu Ya Pashyad Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanah Bhutani Bhagavati Atmani Esha Bhagavata Uttama. So that person who sees everything in Krishna and Krishna in everything, that person is Uttama Adhikari. He doesn't discriminate who is neophyte, who is envious, who is ignorant, who is senior, no matter what. He himself will see as a Kanishtha, but others, he'll see all others as Uttama Adhikari. That is a person, he'll see everyone else as a topmost devotee, but himself as the lower of everything. So that person is categorized as Uttama Adhikari. He sees everything in Krishna and Krishna in everything. Now these two points that is being referred by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and of course by Avi Yogendra to Nimi Maharaj, what he wants to say is everything in Krishna and sees Krishna in everything. So these are the two categories now we'll discuss. How that person sees everything in Krishna and how that person sees Krishna in everything. So these are the two categories that we'll refer now. Now we'll see the first one. Seeing everything in Krishna. Right. Now how do we see everything, how that Uttama Adhikari sees everything in Krishna? This will also have two parts. The first part is Uttama Adhikari, he sees everything in Krishna in its own mood. Right? For example, if that Uttama Adhikari is on the level, see, in Madhurya Bhav, in Vatsalya Bhav, in Sakya Bhav, in Dasya Bhav, in each of the Bhav, each of the relationship that we can have with Krishna, a person can be, a devotee can be a Uttama Adhikari. Right? He can be on the level of Vatsalya, he can be level of Madhurya, he can be level of Sakya, and he can be a Uttama Adhikari. So a person who is in the Madhurya Bhav and he is a Uttama Adhikari will also see others in that Madhurya Bhav. Right? And the next is a person who is on the Madhurya Bhav will see others who are there in their own bhav, right? So part one is a little complex. A person who is seeing everything in Krishna, right? He's a Uttama Adhikari. It has two parts. First is in its own mood. I'll give you an example. With that, it will be more clear. Now, gopis, right? They are Uttama Adhikari in Madhurya Bhav. But they are seeing the trees, the plants who are in Vrindavan. When Krishna is walking in Vrindavan while grazing the cows, the trees, they are seeing the trees, gopis are seeing the trees, that their branches are down, their flowers, they are bearing very beautiful flowers and very beautiful fruits. And they are bearing very beautiful fruits, their branches are heading downwards, and they are basically shedding their love in the form of that wax that comes out from the trees, right? So the gopis are seeing, but trees are in Shantara, right? Trees are in, they are having that neutral rasa with Krishna, in neutrality, right? So they are on the level of Shantarasa. But gopis are seeing that trees are shedding this, you know, out of love. So they are seeing that trees who are in Shantarasa, they are remembering and seeing Krishna in their heart, Paramatma, and that Paramatma, when they saw Krishna walking in front of them, their hairs are standing on their ends. That means they are bearing lot of flowers and fruits. And because of that love, their branches are moving downward so that they can touch that their Paramatma. So the gopis are seeing in the Shantaras only. Right, but gopis are themselves in Madhurya. So that is the one level where they say, see everything in Krishna. Even to the trees they are seeing in Krishna's service. And now the second part is when they say, see the trees in their own mood. When they see the trees are shedding tears because their children, tree's child, who is tree's child? A bamboo flute. Who is touching the lips of Krishna, right? Who is touching the lips of Krishna. And so the trees are so happy that our child is getting so closer to Krishna. So because of that becoming so overwhelmed, they are shedding tears and honey is dripping from the fruits and the flowers and the hairs are standing on their ends and so they are bearing a lot of flowers. So the gopis are seeing this in the mood of Madhurya only. Right, this is the first category that we saw. Now the second category of Uttam Adhikari where they say Krishna in everything. Right, when they don't see anything else but they see Krishna. And that is again, one example is when the ecstasy is on to the highest level. Right, then they what happened? They see like gopis. Whenever they see a blue sky, they'll remember Krishna. Whenever they'll see the blue waters of Yamuna, they'll remember Krishna. They'll not see the water. They'll not see the sky, but they'll see Krishna. Same with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see the rain clouds, the fresh formed monsoon rain clouds, he remembered, oh my Krishna. So basically he's not seeing the clouds, but he's seeing just Krishna. That is what seeing everything in Krishna when the ecstasy is on to the highest level. But seeing everything, seeing Krishna in everything when the ecstasy is little lower is the example of Ramananda Rai. When Ramananda Rai, there was a discussion, a talk between Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramananda Rai, what he says, Pahile dekhilum tumha sanyasi sarupa. When he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that sanyasi roop. Eva toma dekhi suni shama goparup. And when I just saw again, I saw your Krishna sarup. So that's what Ramananda Rai was telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he basically now, gopis were not seeing the clouds. They were seeing only Krishna. But Ramananda Rai, he is seeing that sannyasi. He is seeing things, but in relation to Krishna. And to that, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, you know, it's a beautiful verse and he says, Thavara jagma dekhe na dekha tana murti, sarvatra hai neja ishtha deva spruti. And he's saying, Ramananda Rai, it's not your fault. It's not your fault that you are seeing me as a sannyasi and immediately you are seeing me as a goparup, as a Krishna sarup. Because Uttama Adhikari person is on that level, that although he sees trees, mountains or other living entities moving here and there, but he sees all the creation of the Supreme Lord. He doesn't see, he means to say that only the creation, and he doesn't have own material vision. So he doesn't want to renounce anything, but he wants to use everything, engage everything in service of Krishna. So that person, Uttama Adhikari, who sees Krishna in everything, when his ecstasy is little down, he may see things as a tree, as a mountain, as a river, but he sees in relation to Krishna that everything belongs to Krishna and Krishna is the cause of all causes. So that is the level of Uttama Adhikari. Right. So this is all what we read. I know it was quite technical, but it was worth understanding. So now we'll see the mapping of all that we read. A quick overview. So in mapping, what we'll see, we know the various stages, right? Adoshraddha, then Bhajanakriya, then Shraddha, the first is the faith, and then Sadhu Sangha, right? When we associate with the devotees, and then we start our own Bhajanakriya. And then what happened? Anartha Nivritti. And then we come on to the level of Nishtha. So it's just like an inverted, you know, you make a mountain, a mountain. On the right-hand side, you have a faith from where you start. So you go uphill and you have to really struggle. You have to associate with the devotees. You have to sadhu sangha. Then you have to do bhajana kriya. And then you have to do anartha nivritti happens. And then on the top of the cliff you reached and you have nishtha. And then this is what you are cycling upwards. But now, which requires a lot of effort, now you have to go down. So you don't have to pedal anymore. So from nishtha, it comes automatically. From nishtha, it comes ruchi, asakti, then bhava, and then prema. So it's so easy coming down. So when we said in the first class of the discrimination classification, when we saw on the basis of chanting, one Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing with the devotees of Kulinagram. So he was saying, one pure name chanted, that person is Kanishtha Adhikari. But where it lies, right? One pure name comes on the level of Ruchi. Only then, when we are on the level of Ruchi, then only the pure name of Krishna can come, that offenseless name. And that person is a Kanishtha Adhikari. So now we can just imagine, where are we? Are we on Kanishtha Adhikari on the basis of chanting of the holy name? We are no more close, at least for myself, no more close to that. Because one has to chant offenselessly and come on the level of Ruchi. The next classification is continuous chanting. That is on the stage of Bhava, when a person is a Madhyam Adhikari. And for Uttam Adhikari, he sees, who, by seeing whom, others get enthused to chanting. And that comes on the level of Prema. Now the next classification we saw is faith, right? When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking to Sanatan Goswami. So the first Kanishtha Adhikari, he has a Komal Shraddha. So that means he is still on that level of faith where we can imagine our own selves. Still on the level of faith, struggling between faith and Sadhu Sangha. Because not getting proper Sadhu Sangha, that means not proper chanting Bhajana Kriya, that means not getting proper Sadhu Sangha. Because not getting Sadhu Sangha means the faith is not that strong, right? So he has a Komal Shraddha. Hear something else and immediately the faith gets doomed. And the next is the person who has a Drish Shraddha, who can understand but may not be able to save others. So that person is still Madhyam Adhikari, and that comes on the level of Nishtha, where one's own Shraddha, one's own faith is Drid, is Pakka. No matter what, you can give any kind of philosophy, but his philosophy towards Krishna consciousness will not get shaken. So that comes on the level of Nishtha. And the third is Uttam Adhikari, who is expert in Shastras and who saves the whole world, and that will come on the level of Ruchi. Through Ruchi, when he comes on the level of Ruchi, that person is Uttam Adhikari, because his faith is strong, he can preach, he can reconcile to himself and to others. And the third we saw on the basis of practice in Srimad Bhagavatam, the verses were explained. And the first is Kanishtha that we see, that a person, that Kanishtha Adhikari will see only Krishna in the form of a deity. So that means he's still on the level of Shraddha, right? He needs more pakka, more association of Sadhu Sangha, and then he can improve his Bhajana Kriya. And on the basis of practice only, then the Madhyam Adhikari is that a person who categorizes, who discriminates
and deals with other devotees differently. But this will come on the platform of Ruchi. And then finally, when a person, that Uttam Adhikari, sees Krishna in everything and everything in Krishna, is on the level of Prema. So now we can see that where are we? Sometimes we say, oh, we are just on the level of Kanishtha. Yes, on the kind of faith, on the classification of faith, we can say that we are on the level of Kanishtha Adhikari. But on the level of chanting, on the classification of chanting, if we say, we are not even Kanishtha Adhikari. So these are the different classifications of Kanishtha, Madhyama and Uttam Adhikari has been explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But at the last, I would like to add, these classification is to judge our own self, not to others. That, oh, this person is doing this, so this person is Kanishtha Adhikari. This person is this doing, so he is on the Madhyama Adhikari. It's not to discriminate or to see others on who, on what level the other person is, but this classification is for our own introspective level, where we can understand where we lie and how we can move forward and come to the level of Uttam Adhikari, right? So these classification is for our own self, so that we can introspect and we can see on which level we are and how we can move forward, right? So thank you all so much for patiently listening. And I'll just open up for any questions, any comments, any add-ons. I know it was quite technical, but if we try to understand and see to that perspective, we may be able to, you know, properly understand it. So thank you all so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Kirtita Sundari Mataji, please accept my dandavats. All glories to you. I've never heard such a beautiful class. With so much clarity, and it was, I don't know what to say, you had just prepared it so beautifully. Thank you so much. And as I always say, whenever you say something, I feel like listening, in the sense I really want to follow what you say, you know, that happens magically. So thank you so much. It was very, very, it really reached my heart. Thank you for the very good class. But I just have one question for you. How did you prepare for this class? It was just too good.
Yes, before you asked this question, I was about to say that thanks to you, because you really gave me 4 or 5 days this time. So, you know, as I've always said, that Chaitanya Charitamrita is really a PhD level class. So, you know, it really takes time. It's just not that, you know, on a flip of a second you say, okay, you have to give class, and, you know, we agreed that, okay, we'll give class. So that class is, but this time you really gave me 5 days. So when I heard about this Uttama Adhikari, Kanishtha Adhikari and Madhyama Adhikari, so I remembered my Bhakti Shastri, what I did, and I referred first to Nectar of Instruction. You know, the Nectar of Instruction describes, and in Nectar of Instruction by Rupa Goswami, in text number 5, he describes about this various level of how devotee is and how Uttama, Madhama and Kanishtha Adhikari is. And when we read that purport, in Prabhupada himself has given all those, you know, verses, where to refer how. So he referred to Chaitanya Charitamrita, then he referred to Srimad Bhagavatam. And trust me, I opened all those books. So it was a detailed study for my own self. I opened all those verses, I opened all those books on my huge dining table and referred and then made points out of it. So thanks to you, who really made me work and read so intensively. So that's how I prepared this class.
Hare Krishna Mataji, really it is very good class. Touches the heart.
Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. It's all the work of our acharyas, our Guru Vargas. We're just compiling it together and just speaking like a parrot.
Excellent compilation, Mataji. And I was so tempted to take down notes. It was so good. The way you classified it based on holy names, that is, and then faith, and then practice, and then you summarized it. You gave the example of the swimming person. Very, very nice class. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanvat Pranam. All blessed to Srila Prabhupada. It's a wonderful class, Mataji. Dhanwad. Though I was getting disconnected in between, I'll listen to the class again. And I really loved the meaning of the senior, how you gave. And there were so many quotes, like different, where it's all appreciable that so many points. I didn't feel it really very technical because you were making it so easy to understand with so many examples that I really loved the class. I will again go through the class, Mataji. Thank you so much for your loving association.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji. It was, for me, it was quite technical while I was preparing. But I tried to simplify it as much as possible.
Yes, Mataji, you did. Thank you. Hari Bol.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanvad Pranam. This is Sukh Sagari. Such a beautiful class, Mataji, and really so well prepared and with, you know, so much of insight into everything. I just have one question. This is because I joined a little late, so maybe I didn't get the whole picture. Can you please, if you don't mind, explain what they mean by seeing, you know, the Supreme Personality in others? The Uttamadhikari level?
Uttamadhikari level? Seeing Krishna in everything or everything in Krishna?
Seeing Krishna in everything.
So seeing Krishna in everything, I was telling about that when Uttamadhikari sees Krishna in everything, so there are again two stages in that. One is the total ecstatic stage, which is the level of gopis. Yeah? So when they see Krishna in everything, so in everything means that some things like waters of Yamuna or the clouds, when they see these things, they don't see actually the waters of Yamuna. Right? They see Krishna only because the color of Yamuna, that reminded them of Krishna. So they don't see the water of Yamuna, but they see Krishna. They don't see the clouds, but they see Krishna. Right? That's the pure ecstatic, highest ecstatic love on which gopis are. But on the second level is when the ecstasy is not onto the highest. There we see things. The Uttamadhikari see things. He will see trees. He will see a mountain. He will see a cloud. But then he will see that everything is the creation of Krishna. Right? That is the second level. Where we see the things. That's what Mahaprabhu says. That although that person will see the trees, will see the mountains, will see the other living entities, but he will see all that as a creation of Lord Shri Krishna. So the things can be seen, but in relation to Krishna. But when the person is totally ecstatic, like the level of gopis, even though they are seeing things, but they are not seeing actually, they are seeing Krishna in everything. Getting your point?
So does that mean, please correct me, so does that mean that every object or anything they see reminds them of some feature of Krishna at the gopi level? And
yes.
For a Madhyamadhikari, it is, more like the creation of Krishna.
No. These two are only of Uttama. This is not Madhyama.
I'm sorry. You mean the second category. I'm sorry if I said Madhyama.
The second category. Yeah, the second category. In the first category, I'll also give an example of a Dasya Bauri. I don't know whether you have heard or not. This person, he was so much ecstatic for Jagannath Rath Yatra. So whenever he goes to Rath Yatra, he used to chant Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. And you know, he was not very, because I'll just share you this, this is a pastime. So he was behind, you know, he was not close to Jagannath. As you know, in Puri, we see the millions of people. So it's very hard to go close to Jagannath and see Jagannath. But you know, what he sees from behind, because Jagannath is a huge Jagannath, right, in Jagannath Puri. So when they bring it onto the chariot, and he was standing way behind, and what he saw is the white, he basically saw only the eyes of Jagannath. So how the eyes are, that the outer boundary is red, right, and then the inner is white, and then there is a black dot. So that's how the eyes of Jagannath is. Red, and then white border, and then the black. So what he saw from the back is just the eyes of Jagannath. And then that's what he saw for Jagannath. And then he got so ecstatic, and he was chanting, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. So the whole yatra was over. So now he came back home. But he was so ecstatic still after coming back that he can't stop himself chanting Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. And he was doing it. And finally, you know, when he reached home, his wife said, okay, let me serve you some prasadam. So you just wash your hands and come back. So he comes back. But his ecstatic level was on a very high level. So his wife, when she gave food, so she gave a kind of a turnip chutney, you know, that beetroot chutney. And then she put that beetroot chutney, you know, curry, you can say. And then on that she put rice, and on that she put spinach. So it was three concentric circles that were made. The red with the beetroot, the white rice, and in between she kept that saag, that spinach. Which was, when you prepare spinach, it's no more green. It's a little blackish. So this is how she put all these on a banana leaf. And she served. And as soon as Dasya Bauri came, after washing his hands, what he saw was not the food. He didn't see the rice. He didn't see the spinach sabji. He didn't see that turnip. That beetroot curry. What he saw was the eye of Jagannath. And then he again started, Jai Jagannath. He became so excited that he forgot to eat his food, because he was very hungry. But this is how that person, see, they are not seeing the rice. Another person may see the rice and may see the creation of Krishna, right? But this Dasya Bauri became so ecstatic, because when he was in Rath Yatra, he saw just the eye of Jagannath. And he got so much absorbed that when he saw that food, he remembered the eye of Jagannath, and he became ecstatic. You get this point, Mataji? This is how that person, you know, he sees everything, he sees Krishna in everything. So that's the level of ecstasy he got. You got it?
Yes, yes, Mataji, such a beautiful example you gave. So I was just wondering that verse in Bhagavad Gita, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne, that verse,
yeah.
So that is at the second category level, Mataji?
Yeah, that is not even on the second category of level. Yeah, you can say that Uttam Adhikari, because he sees even a dog eater, right? He sees Krishna even in the dog eater. So yeah, you can say it into the second category. That's true. That is the level of Uttam Adhikari.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful, Mataji. Really, I don't know how I missed the a little bit in the beginning, but I will go back and listen to the whole class, Mataji. And please come and give us your association more often. It was so beautiful, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kirtila Mataji. Wonderful class. Thank you so much for your beautiful explanation. This is Sarojanandini Devi Dasi. I was just each and every part of your explanation, and very wonderfully prepared and wonderfully presented. I was just getting to know a lot of details. The one thing that I was wondering, I had a question about the verse. You covered a lot of verses, I know, but when you spoke about verse number 64, 65, and 67, so I was wondering, what about verse number 66 and 68? Is it something in between Madhyama Adhikari and Uttama Adhikari?
Yeah, that's just an example. You know, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just giving the example. Like in 65, he's saying, who is Chastra Yukte Sunipuna, because he is Dhrida Shraddha Yanda. So he is expert in logic argument. And then he's saying that who is on the level of argument. He's expert in the logic. He's understanding the revealed scriptures. So it's just a continuation of that devotee, you know.
I was just giving the classification, but how that person deals is given in the next word.
Okay, so the faith is also dependent on the way you understand scriptures, the logic and argument?
Yes, that okay. is what the faith is. How we understand the scriptures, how our logic is, and how at what level we can argue with others.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. And also, when you were talking about the seeing Krishna and everything, I was also remembering the verse from Bhagavad Gita, Rasoham Apsaganteya, that, you know, even water
yes.
reminds
yes.
devotees of Krishna.
Water also reminds
me
of Krishna. Yes. Yes.
And
Krishna says that I'm the face in water. So whenever we drink water, we actually drink water, but we still remember that Krishna says, oh, I am the taste in water. Right? Yeah. Well,
yes, that's
thank
true.
Thank
one more thing from Prahlad Maharaj's story. Actually, Prahlad Maharaj also, he was seeing Krishna in every punishment that his father gave him, like how he tried to kill Prahlad Maharaj. He saw fire and he remembered different aspects of Krishna. He saw elephant and he remembered Gajendra. So whatever he was seeing, even the snakes, he remembered Anathasesha. So that is the level that is described as what you were describing as Uttamadhikari. So thank
yes.
you so much. Yeah.
So actually this verse, you know, this 72 verse in that Madhya Leela, you know, you can speak endlessly because there are various examples cited in, you know, Bhagavatam. It's full of Uttamadhikaris, those who see Krishna in everything. Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you
for adding that. Okay, anything else?
Oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Mataji. Very, very
wonderful.
Wonderful explanation. The other day, I was trying, but I didn't do any good. But anyway, it is very nice that you explain very nicely in detail. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
For glorious Srila Prabhupada. Had it not been for Prabhupada, he would have lost in everything. But he gave such a detailed purport and explanation to each and every verse so that we can understand the real meaning of that verse. So our glory is to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Kaumudaki Mataji, the other day your explanations were also very fantastic, Mataji. It was nothing less.
Mataji explained very nicely in all the detail and very nicely and very patiently. Thank you. Because I was explaining while I was cooking also, so it is a, but then anyway, then I said I will just stop cooking and just finish that, and then so I did a little bit but not so much. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Please come again and give more classes.
Yes, sure, Mataji. It's for my purification and for my detailed study. So thank you so much.
Thank you. See, I can read, but I can just read for a little while and then my eyes doesn't focus anymore. So then I have to sit down. So I used to read a lot. Now I cannot read much.
But still, Mataji, I just can't, you know, imagine when I'll be at your age, what will I, whether I'll be able to remember Krishna? You know, that brings
yes,
up
you
a
will. You will do more than what I'm doing. I'm not doing much. And I also saw how beautifully dressed Radha Golokananda, very beautiful. But everybody, you know, write, but to write type message, it also takes me so long. I just pray that from here. Or,
you know, what we are doing is just
very
nothing.
Nice.
But at your age, what you are doing is like our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj would always say, you know what else Prabhupada did?
And everybody said, yes, we know what Prabhupada did. Maharaj said, you don't know what Prabhupada did. When you will come to the age of 70, then you'll remember what Prabhupada did. Then you'll be able to understand what Prabhupada did.
Jai.
So,
I heard that. I heard that also. So, yeah, he's very, very right.
He's right. So right now we can just speculate. Okay, yeah, we can do this, we can do that. But what about when old age comes? People, you know, I've seen people getting Alzheimer's. They are not even remember, able to, the whole life they did something, but they are not able to remember Krishna. So we don't know what we'll be at that age. So glory is to you that at your age, you are still serving the deities, serving devotees, whosoever comes to your place, and still doing a lot. So glory is to you, Mataji.
All glory to all the devotees, Bhakti Sangha, because now I cannot read much, but I can hear. So at least one. It's a blessing for me to hear the classes. Very nice, all the devotees giving so many wonderful devotees. Thank you to all the moderators and organizers of Bhakti Sangha. Thank you.
Okay, it's already 12:17 EST, so if we have no more comments or questions, we can end up.
Hare Krishna, can I just sneak one in real fast?
Ah, sure.
Yeah, I just, thank you. I also agree with everybody who was saying how clear your explanation was. I just needed a bit of a repetition when you were, I think if I heard correctly, you were somehow connecting toward the end of your lecture. You're connecting, I think in the recap. In the recap, I heard you connecting Ruchi, the stage of Ruchi, to someone in Kanishka Adhikari. So do you remember that connection you made?
Yes, on the level of chanting, the first thing that we read, we heard about the level of chanting, the discrimination between the levels of devotees of Kanishka, Madhyama and Uttama.
Uh-huh.
On the level of chanting, when Mahaprabhu says, one who chants just once the pure name of Krishna is Kanishka Adhikari and is a worshipable. He is worshipable. So that one pure name of Krishna has to be chanted, and that can be chanted only when we are not chanting Namaprat chanting, means when we are away from all those offenses. And getting away from all those offenses means getting away from offensive chanting. One has to come on to the level of Ruchi. Only then the pure name will come. So a Kanishtha who is chanting one pure name has to be on the level of Ruchi to chant that one pure name. And that Mahaprabhu is saying that he is worshipable.
Okay, so, I'm trying. So a person who chants the name without any offenses just even one time, that person is Kanishka, or he's worshipable.
Yeah, but he is on the Kanishka level because he just chanted once.
Okay.
If that continues and that person chants continuously without breakage, then that person is a Madhyama, which is a level of Bhava.
Okay, so until you are able to chant continuously without offenses, you are still Kanishka.
No. You are chanting the name of continuously without offenses, you are on the level of Madhyama.
Yeah, but before that, that's what I'm saying. Until you are able, you know, let's say it like this. Before you are able to chant continuously without offenses, you are considered Kanishka.
Yes.
Okay. And so therefore, and like you said, Bhava is when you're able to do it continuously, and so therefore you cannot be considered madhya with respect to chanting until you attain bhava.
Yes.
Mm.
See, on the level of ruchi, after nishtha, on the level of ruchi, the form and the name of Krishna, that comes. When you are chanting the name of Krishna and you know that the form of Krishna, when you see it identical, that there is no difference between the form and the name of Krishna, that level is on ruchi. That comes when you are on the level of ruchi. Abhinnatva nama namino. When you don't see a difference between Krishna's name and Krishna's form, that level is on ruchi.
When you don't see that difference, you're talking about on a level of like vigya, not just theoretically you understand, right? You actually see.
Yeah, we actually understand that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, beyond theoretical.
Yes.
Okay.
On theoretical. And after Ruchi, when comes Asakti, then that form of Krishna, which you have seen in Ruchi, that manifests the qualities of Krishna. And on Bhava, the pastimes get revealed. And on Prema, your own Swarup Siddhi, you know, when you get the complete revelation of Krishna. And that person enters into the pastimes of Krishna. Right? When we go to an office, we have a swipe card, right? We swipe it on the machine and we get the entrance to the office and then we come back. Right? So similarly, a person who is on the level of prema, its swarup siddhi is revealed. He gets that swipe card where he can enter into the pastimes of Krishna and can come back, like Raghunath Das Goswami. So that is, you know, revealed at the level of prema. So at ruchi, the name and form. At asakti, the quality. At bhava, the pastimes are seen. And at the prema, you can enter into that pastimes and come back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanat Pranam, and glories to Srila
Prabhupada.
Thank you. So much of detail, Mataji, I have to hear again, and it's really technical for me. But it's a lot of detail, Mataji. Thank you so much for your assistance. Please come regularly, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Anjana Gopika Mataji. Thank you. Okay, so Priti Vilasini Mataji, can we end up?
I wish we couldn't, but we have to. So, thank you so much. Thank you to all the devotees who joined and participated so nicely. It was such an ecstatic session. Thank you all so much. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyayivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha anantakoti vaishnavrandaki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Her Grace Kirtina Sundari Mataji ki jai, all the devotees ki jai, Hare Krishna.
Bhaktavinda ki jai. Thank you, Hare Krishna.